your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back to starting segment two of KER Politics. The two musketeers, they're not exactly the two musketeers, but Durham and Sussman. Jimmy, why don't you elaborate?
Yeah, so John Durham, the special prosecutor investigating the origins of the 2016 Russia collusion narrative and how the Clinton campaign, the DNC, and lawyers Perkins Coie and Fusion GPS actually kicked off this political attack that really held the America hostage for a year. John Durham is now prosecuting in trial Michael Sussman. Michael Sussman was a Perkins Coie law firm working for the DNC, and he's now I think now they're 3 or 4 days into testimony, maybe since it started on Monday. So maybe this week's testimony. And there's some very interesting things that have come out of this initial trial that is basically charging Michael Sussman with lying to the FBI, saying he did not represent a candidate when in fact he billed the Clinton campaign for his efforts to shape a lying narrative.
But Jimmy, let me ask you a question, okay? My favorite line, really, to our great bloggers is I say over and over again, do you really think this will ever see the light of day? Let's talk about Sussman.
So, okay, it's seeing the light of day. It's just a matter of, in America, if the media picks it up and reports it, then people see it on a broad level. What we're not seeing is the media identifying and highlighting a direct illegal attack on a presidential campaign, and then eventually the president in office by Department of Justice, by the FBI, and by political operatives. Mm-hmm. And so we're not getting the coverage. Remember in 2016 and 2017, 2018, daily there were news stories and leaks talking about Russia collusion with Trump, that he was in fact a stooge. The talk show hosts, late at night, Jimmy Kimmel, and they constantly were making either crude jokes or highlighting this fact. And so people were saturated for years. We're not seeing anything like that, even though there is fact-based evidence being presented right now in the case that this entire effort was a coordinated political attack that used tools of our government law enforcement agencies in order to smear an administration and an individual, the President of the United States, in order to achieve disruption and political ends. And that is something that if we can continue to tolerate, these media outlets that support this agenda are actually walking us into a complete state-run propaganda effort. And we're there. I think we're actually there. And so with the Sussman trial, I really, truly believe it is the most important, not just the Sussman trial in particular, but the Durham investigation and whether or not there is actually accountability for the people that were involved in creating this lie through the not only the Alpha Bank scandal, which was the lie that Sussman told to Jim Baker, the head FBI lawyer, but if the entire overall collusion narrative, if we don't get to that, we're basically there's no sense of justice, and half America will be completely fed up and alienated with the failures in Washington to do what's right.
My only fear here, Jimmy, quite frankly, is that when you talk about half America, I really wonder sometimes. I mean, the progressives are very, very vocal. I mean, now look what's going on right now with something we're going to talk about probably in the next segment. You're getting emails now from Obama. You're getting emails from Pelosi. They're getting very, very active in negative campaigning, which I would call. Now, the question I have is on something that's important, that's as important as this particular trial. are the conservatives going to get on the bandwagon and really use that information as effectively as the Democrats are utilizing Obama and Pelosi?
They are using it, but I think the level of trust in the media is waning, and clearly it's showing in the ratings for right. cable news networks. You know, CNN had to just, you know, a couple weeks ago had to cancel their brand new upstart, you know, millions and millions of dollars invested into CNN Plus, hundreds of millions of dollars, and they had to drop it. The ratings for MSNBC are just down abysmal. For the left-wing talk show hosts. Yep. So people are fed up with it, and I think it's working its way out, but there's really not enough momentum to stop the visceral attacks from the progressive on the left yet, because people are actually afraid to counter those narratives without being attacked. And that's the tool that authoritarians use. Fear, and then, of course, Justice Department and this administration, this regime that's in charge right now, they're using those tools of intimidation, of coordination, of threats by the Justice Department over people's ability to speak freely, especially in the media, and actually attempting to control the dialogue. That is what is so frightening. But I think Americans are beginning to wake up over it. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I really hope Americans are beginning to wake up. I know where there's a lot of frustration in what's going on right now. We're going to talk about that in the segment, the final segment of KER Politics. There's a lot of frustration as to what's going on right now. My question is, who's got the stronger political team specifically?
Well, and again, I think that the administration right now is waning seriously with the political team. They just, their people are falling apart. They have a very incompetent communications director right now in the White House. She's proven it in her first opening speeches. Jen Psaki was so constantly, you know, being false, providing false information that the credibility really went down because they're covering up for an incompetent and you know, probably mentally incapable man of leading this government. But so back to the Durham investigation. So one of the key advisors in one of the Clinton campaign manager himself, Robbie Mook, actually has just spoken in the Durham trial today. It's Friday as we record this, that he's quote to say, we told her, being Hillary Clinton, we have this information on the Alpha Bank story and we want to share it with a reporter. She agreed to that.
Yeah,
in other words,
I agree. 15 seconds, Jim.
Yeah. Hillary Clinton was directly involved and Robbie Mook just directly involved her in this investigation, which should open the doors to a lot of questions.
Well, I got to tell you, I definitely hope that opens the door to an awful lot of questions. Nothing would make me happier than if Hillary Clinton was one of the people who took down the Democratic Party. Stick around. Going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.